You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Petitions for Peace, a platform that allows people to sign multiple petitions at once, urging for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, has recently launched. I spoke to the software engineers behind the initiative, and we started off the interview by getting these software engineers to introduce themselves.
My name's Sophia Lawler. I am a software engineer. I've been in education and software for the last 2 years and just landed a job today. So now an actual engineer.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm Ford Jones. I'm a software engineer as well. Currently unemployed. I love it. I work hard on all my projects. Just trying to build, you know, make tech better, I'd say.
And can you tell our listeners a bit about your new initiative, Petitions for Peace, and how it kind of works?
Yeah, Petitions for Peace was started about 4 months ago in reaction to the escalating events taking place in Gaza. And we saw this kind of gap in the tech space where petition signatures online and filling out signatures online is a one-to-one relationship where the user has to, you know, visit every petition site that they know of and sign each one. And we just wanted to consolidate that and help users create a singular voice for users, essentially.
Yeah, it's a pretty cumbersome task, and I guess like any kind of tools that like help people do things, because like, I mean, as we see globally, like millions of people are protesting, but like for some reason I think like a lot of people don't sign petitions, just because it's time consuming and filling them out one after the other is a bit annoying.
What sort of processes do petitions go through for them to be featured on your platform?
Most of our petitions are calling for a ceasefire. That's our main goal. We want a ceasefire in Gaza. But also we are collecting petitions that like help bring aid into Gaza, financial aid, food aid, healthcare. And then also just for like governments, institutions and organisations to recognise that this is actually a genocide, and that as we can see, like globally, governments are not recognizing this as a genocide, and actually the West is kind of actively kind of participating in this propaganda that these victims somehow deserve this. And so I guess for us, it's really about just a ceasefire in Gaza and educating people this is a genocide and it needs to stop. And so like anything, really, anything to do with Free Palestine and Gaza, we're collecting petitions. Obviously, we need to look at them because some of them can be... There's a lot of conflation between, like, Judaism and Zionism, and so, like, we need to be pretty careful with some of the petitions that we're picking because there's definitely some things out there that I don't agree with, so, yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the moderation process goes... our organization is currently made up of 16 members, and when a new petition is submitted, it enters review by whoever is seeding that data for that particular petition into our database. And during that time, we'll talk to each other. We're often in the same room, and we'll say, look, you know, is this really part of our mission statement? Is this going to be something which, you know, we don't want to trick our users into signing other things? And obviously that moderation process is important because, you know, if it was an open submission, you could have, you know, radicals or neo-Nazis kind of seeding their agenda into our service. And so it's important that we provide proper administration for the petitions which users have submitted to add to our collection, you know.
What motivated you to want to use your skills in software engineering for a social cause?
I don't know. It's like I said, I'm unemployed, and it's not for any particular reason. It's not like I'm unskilled or something, but if you look at the job market out there for people working in tech, so much of the work is unethical, you know, like it's so unmotivating to sit there looking at Seek and you're scrolling through, like, you know, working for a bank or some debt collector wants you to make an algorithm to find people better or something. You know, I don't want to go work for Facebook. The tech space is evil, and I would prefer to use the skills that I have to do good in the world. You know.
Yeah, and for me, I think, like, I mean, I also was unemployed, so it was a good time for us to just throw ourselves at this project. We were working full-time, like, for months on this, so it was well-timed. But also, I think that, like a lot of people have this idea, like, we're from New Zealand, we're just this little island on the bottom of the earth, and we can't actually do anything, and our voices, like, don't matter. And I think that this is, like, a really important moment in history. It's something we haven't seen before, like AI is being used to kill people en masse, and, like, it's a new type of warfare. Like, the Genocide Convention is being ignored. The UN call for a ceasefire is being ignored. The ICJ, which just, called for, like, the end of all genocidal acts, it's being ignored. And this is really important, and I think, like, no matter where you are in the world, we need to be watching these, like, events as they unfold, and we need to stand up and, like, amplify our voices, and, like, what are the tools that we can use to amplify our voices, and this is just one small way in which we thought we could help.
And tech is often utilized against us, I feel. So, like you said, you know, we see AI is being trained to help aid, you know, military forces in that side of the world. You know, constantly the news that you're seeing on your phone is targeted towards you and is trying to address the issue of genocide with some sort of sensitivity, as if it ever could be, you know. And in these ways, you're constantly manipulated by tech and through tech, and in that way we wanted to repurpose that, or at least put some of that energy into the hands of the people, like, create technology which can share their voice en masse, you know.
And obviously this platform's been created for the crisis in Gaza, but how might you envision this platform being used in the future?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a pretty simple technology. It collates petitions. We collate the data, like each field required for each petition, and then we create a form that is, like, different depending on what you've checked, and it collects all of the required fields and then ask for them. Once we've got them, we get a little worker and it goes and signs them all. So obviously this can be reused. I'd hate to think of it being constantly used for genocides, but I mean, like, we do have an idea of, like, hopefully when this is over, ripping out all context and meaning and possibly trying to launch something where people can sign things that are, like, grouped by things that they want to stand up against. So, for instance, like, climate change, or, like, currently locally in Aotearoa, the, like, attack on Te Tiriti, and, like, yes, this technology can be used for other causes, but right now it kind of can't be because it's very much, like, aimed in Palestine, but we could change that, yeah.
Mm.
And we'd like to, but...
Yeah, ultimately, we see the project catering to other issues, you know, like world issues at the moment. I don't know. It's pretty dire times that we're living in. To me, it feels that way. Looking around, like, the global political landscape feels quite hopeless, and I think a lot of people feel the same. And so technology like this, we hope to repurpose it to cater to more of those pressing worldwide issues and local issues.
I think that, like, one thing that struck me with, like, tools of activism, like, email your local politician or sign this petition, is that, like, we're often dividing our audience. Like, there are a lot of people in the world that are, like, anti-genocide or, like, you know, care about the climate. But, like, most of these petitions or these, like, local governments, they're only collecting the voices of, like, their immediate surrounding locality. So to have this kind of, like, unified global voice where, like, you know, I could sign a petition in Argentina calling, for miners' workers' rights or, you know, whatever, I think that, like, could be quite powerful because there are, like, globally we can kind of stand against some of these things that are happening in quite local situations.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The internet is a... It's a global phenomenon, and things that are hosted in other countries we're welcome to access from here. And so these petitions, a lot of them are actually international. And I think that there is, people do have this inclination to only sign things which they think may be more locally relevant to them. But in actual fact, if a petition is made in Congo and it's a call for, you know, all the people of Congo to do something, if that's hosted publicly and broadcasted to the rest of the world, you have every ability to sign that if it's something that you align with, you know, if it's part of your ethics. And I think people just aren't quite aware of that, and so we kind of want to platform more international things because they are related. And I think people, if they knew those petitions existed or knew how to find them, would, but often don't have that.
Yeah. And how can people find petitions for peace or add their petition if they want to?
Just visit www.petitionsforpeace.com. There's a tab up on the top of the page that says add your petition, where you just submit the URL of that petition and your email, and it'll enter our review process.
That was the creators of Petitions for Peace talking about their new initiative.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.